Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Larissa. We're two working moms
and real-life friends
on the journey to improving our family's health.
We're digging through the facts and fads around living a cleaner, greener lifestyle
with plenty of cocktails.
Whether you've taken the plunge like Larissa
or just a little crunchy curious like Allison, this podcast's for you.
Welcome to the Crunchy Cocktail Hour.
Happy Friday, guys. This is Larissa, and as always, I'm here with Allison.
Hi, everyone. So we're pretty excited today. We've got a special guest here to talk to us about living healthy in your workplace, whether that be at home, at a client site, or of course, just in a traditional office setting. And the benefit of our guest is she's actually really good at fitness, where Larissa and I fail super, super duper hard.
Miserably.
We're terrible. So of course, we can't talk about anything without a drink. So we've got a red wine hot chocolate today. So cheers to keeping it healthy in the workplace.
Cheers. Cheers.
So before we officially dive into our topic, we want to talk a little bit about our sponsor for today, Annie's Kit Club. It's a subscription kit for your little maker or builder, and you can choose the Creative Girls Kit or Young Woodworkers Kit, and every 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the kit you choose, your child will receive really fun and inventive projects, and it comes complete with materials and step-by-step instructions to create a beautiful finished product.
The kits are designed for ages 7 to 12, but I actually did them with my 4-year-old daughter. I think if it were a 7 to 12-year-old, they could probably do it on their own, but there was plenty she could do with my assistance, and she had a ton of fun. And I actually sort of like aging up on things. Even when I buy toys, I don't spend a ton of time looking at what age they're for.
Well, I think Claire might be a stretch with one.
Probably.
But I do have my niece Zoe, who's 10, and I love having the creative kit for girls here when she comes to visit. It's something special that we can do together, and she has a lot of fun with it. One of the ones we did was a glitter magnet, and I love that you have a finished product at the end. So we could create something beautiful, and she could use it at home on her refrigerator, and it's something special that we were able to do together.
Yeah, I live for these all-in-one kits. You and I are on the East Coast, and it's freezing, and I don't want to go outside. And on the weekends, I don't want the kids to spend the whole day in front of the TV, and they love these little craft projects. And as much as I tell myself I'm going to go online and I'm going to find ideas, I'm going to buy all the materials, I never actually do it because when I do, I end up with all these extra things I don't need. And Annie's makes it really simple because they've kind of done it all for me. They've come up with the idea, they've given me the materials, and it's at my door.
And a super cute finished product.
Totally.
I'm so excited because our network, Life Listened, has partnered up with Annie's Kit Clubs to offer big savings on your first shipment. For 50% off the Young Woodworkers Club or 80% off the Creative Girls Club, visit annieskitclubs.com/life. You don't need a promo code. Just head to annieskitclubs.com/LIFE. And you can always visit our show notes for the direct link. So we want to introduce our guest. So today we are joined by one of our colleagues and dear friends, Laura Pappas. So Laura, can you just give us a quick intro as to who you are and what you're all about?
Sure. I'm excited to be here in your lovely podcasting studio.
AKA basement.
Awesome. let's see. I am a mom of two boys who are 1.5 and a little over 3.5, and they are crazy. And they actually go to the same school as your guys' kids too.
We like to keep everybody close.
Yes. Yep.
But all in the family.
It's definitely a good choice. Big fan of that. What else? Let's see. I've been working with you guys. Well, I started before you guys did. So yeah. For the whole time you've been with our company.
So 5 years with me and almost two.
Almost two. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to be 10 years.
Wow.
In December.
Oh, that's
so
huge.
I mean, it's still quite a ways till December, but yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Started in consulting before that too. So, probably the same ex place that you guys were.
Yeah. Same as a lot of people.
Yeah. So, in that kind of consulting job since I left college. Let's see.
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting is that you took an internal role, I think, after you had Miles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is the coolest role I've ever heard of in my entire life. You want to tell us sort of what you were focused on?
Yeah. So I didn't tell you my kid's name. So Miles is the older one. And then the other one is Max. And before I was I guess even it might have been before I was actually even pregnant with Miles. I had been working with our HR person at the time to kind of craft something, to craft a new role at our company. So in consulting, we have a very healthy culture, health-focused culture. And
or specifically in our company.
In ours. Yes, that's true.
Generally in consulting, it's a very unhealthy lifestyle. So it's a lot of travel, time on the road, eating fast food, not fast food, but eating out and not having time to work out. But our company really shifted that focus. And a big part was because of you.
Yeah. And so what happened was we had rolled out this vision to the healthiest company in the world. And I was super psyched. I was like, oh my gosh, this is why this was the right place for me, because I was realizing that my personal values were aligning with the company values as they were being articulated, because they were not articulated when I started. But I took a step back and said, if we're going to be the healthiest company in the world, what are we doing to make sure that we're doing that? And what does that mean? And what can we do? And in that same like vein, we work long hours and are at the client site and we don't really travel just for where we are, but there are all these things that are not that healthy about what our jobs are. So what I did was I started to kind of see what other things were out there from like what in the wellness world, and kind of crafted this new role that would be somebody that was dedicated to helping make where we work a healthy place in our kind of own special way, because we're very special in everything. Everything has our own little spin. And I pitched it to our CEO and he bought it, right? Yeah. So I started off part-time. We started it off part-time, kind of like me and him working together to kind of develop a strategy. What does this mean? With a lot of input. And then I went out on maternity leave, and when I came back to the role full time. And so that was when it really started to take off. And I kind of was really kind of crafting something with the ultimate goal of making it easy to be healthy while at work. That was really kind of my underlying principle. We called it the health and care. Health and care was what it was called. I was the health and care lead. And I was able to craft programs that were designed just for the consulting workforce. So for those of you that aren't consultants, we are weird in the standpoint of we have a home office, but we never go there or rarely go there. Our home office is actually pretty cool. And we're trying to figure out how to kind of bring that healthy place to wherever you were working. And we're not remote like Salesforce people are. I had a lot of conversations with different wellness providers and they're like, oh no, we can handle that. And I was like, no, you can't. Like, that's not how we work. People aren't working in their home office, in their basement. They're not working from their car. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't find anything out there that
nothing existed.
And so that's where I started to craft the different types of things to help support our team and kind of in those areas where people were challenged the most. And me, I've been super passionate about health and wellness pretty much, I don't know, I will say my whole adult life.
Not so much as a teenager.
Not so much as a teenager. I don't know, you know, and maybe post college, but no, but I was still like, you know, a worker outer in college. That's when I kind of started. So But that's something that I've always done really well, even in the, you know, throes of being in a super high stress job, working tons of hours. I was looking back, we were talking through something because my cousin's getting married. And I was like, somehow I managed to train for a half marathon, work like 14 hours a day, and plan my wedding. I was like, I don't really know how that happened.
Now you see why we brought Laura on.
So
she is strong where we are so weak.
Totally. Yeah. So, and I guess on that note, that's working out is a big part of me and who I am, and what I like to do. So, in my spare time, I guess if you can call it spare time. So I've been, I'm a runner, I'm a triathlete, I'm into CrossFit. All of those things have really cool communities, which are great, to be a part of and a lot of fun. I dabble with yoga, but I'm like one of those ones where I'm like, I want my yoga to be a workout, and that's kind of not the point always. So
it's a workout, just a different workout.
A different workout, yeah.
Wait, I don't think I've ever asked this. Did you and Tim meet at CrossFit?
We did not, no.
Interesting.
We met in college.
Okay.
And I was his tutor.
Oh, I love
it. That is scandalous.
That is so scandalous. Yeah. But so Laura's husband, Tim, is also really big into mm-hmm. fitness. And he's huge in the CrossFit community and to yeah. the point of teaching, correct?
Yeah, he's teaching. I used to teach.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I stopped when I was about 8 months pregnant with Miles.
I think that's fair. Yeah. I think it's a fair time to quit.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Because I used to teach at like 6 and 7 a.m. And I was like, I think I might want some sleep. And going back, I'm like, oh, I should have stopped way sooner.
The sleep is great.
The sleep is good. But
so,
yeah.
So maybe if we come back to the topic of kind of the health and care lead, mm-hmm. right? And because I think it is so different and it's not really anywhere else. Like, can you talk about maybe what one of the most successful programs mm-hmm. were that you pulled together? Because I know you're not in that role anymore, but all those things still live on today.
Yeah. So I think I think the most successful program that I put together was the Be Your Best Self program. And so we've talked about this and some other things. And I don't know, it's been covered. I think we did it in like the Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. But what I tried to do was encourage people to set healthy goals and to meet them where they were. So one of the first things that we did was we did like this healthy habits challenge. And it was in, I think it was in February because it was the shortest month. We kind of strategically planned to do it then. And we started off like everyone's going to do like the same goal. So when you're kind of setting a goal across a workforce, you know, some people are already kind of healthy. Some people are really unhealthy. In the wellness world, it's really interesting because the people that want to do your programs are not the people that need your programs. Mm-hmm. So when you kind of roll something out, like the three people that are excited, you're like, that's cool. I'm not actually helping you, right?
Yeah.
I need to get that person over there who's like, ugh, that horrible thing.
So me and Larissa.
Well, you know, it depends on what it is, right?
It's true.
It doesn't have to just be about working out, right? So it started off like with like a green, it was like you were supposed to have like one green smoothie a week or something like that. And then for some people, they're already doing that. And they're like, well, what if I want a challenge? So as I started to work with our group of people, I realized there's this interest in setting a goal, kind of changing healthy habits, but that it was going to be unique and different for each person. And then if you add that additional layer of consulting complexity on top of it, everybody has a different work situation, location, mm-hmm. travel, family, all that stuff layers in. So I created this program called Be Your Best Self, where you could earn up to $100 a quarter towards achieving your goal. And I worked with everyone. I really did work with everyone to set an actual achievable goal. The cool part was, you know, I would get some people that would kind of say like, I want to do this. And I would push and like ask why, what are you trying to do? We'd tweak it a little bit here and there. Some people would just say, hey, can we meet? Can we chat and do something, you know, and brainstorm ideas? Kind of some of the things that I would do. I know folks that came into the office on Fridays, because if you go to the office, it's usually on a Friday. We would take like lap after lap around the walking track. I would easily do like 10 miles of walking on a Friday. just talking with people and talking to them about like, where are you struggling? What is difficult? What are those barriers? What can I do to help you remove those barriers? What resources mm-hmm. do you need? What motivates you? What can we do to kind of set those goals?
Set a goal that works specifically
for that person. And at one point we had, I think the most successful was we had 85% of the population had set a goal, at least one goal over the year.
I was one of those 85%, by the way.
I was like, I actively started reaching out to people too, not necessarily you, but but once I got somebody kind of like in and starting to do it, they continued it pretty much. And I thought that was really a cool way for our company to support people mm-hmm. and really cool from the standpoint of, You can use this kind of for whatever you wanted to do. Yeah. So we had some really cool stuff, like somebody learned how to swim. We had a lot of active type goals or working out related things, but it wasn't like you could just pay for your gym membership and call it like a day.
It had to be goal related.
I forced you to run a race or to do some of these other things. Lots of cool stuff around food and cooking and knife skills classes, meditation, and just all sorts of stuff. So what was really cool to me was helping people figure out what that thing was.
Yeah.
And then helping support them along that process. And those were really fun conversations.
Oh, I bet. And I think it's just such a neat role, and it's such a something that is really useful to have in a company, but I don't think a lot of people put the resources around kind of that role. So I think one of the things that would be interesting to listeners is to understand, if they don't have a Laura, a health and care lead in their projects or in their day-to-day life, whether or not they're in an office setting, or whether they work from home, or whether or not they're a stay-at-home mom, how they could potentially work in some healthier alternatives to what they might currently be doing to create a healthier environment for themselves.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to think this through. I think there's the physical, you're healthy, like, physical environment that you're working in, which we can talk through. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece is kind of related to like your schedule, your routine, and your time. So we can tackle the physical environment first, because that's a little bit more tangible. But depending on where you work, there's always changes that you can make that will just be little incremental things. One thing I found was when people got a Fitbit or a movement tracker, you become a lot more cognizant of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then the little things, like where people say like park at the end of the parking lot, you know, or things like that, you're like, I'm not going to do that. But especially
if
because
you're competing, especially.
Right. I was like, especially because we have a competitive, I feel like most people that we work with are just competitive by nature. Mm-hmm. Some people more so than others. Whether you're competing against, you know, Larissa or me, or
no one's competing against me.
Or just yourself. I think having that helps
be real.
Just get you moving more.
Yeah.
Right. And don't pick that, like, you know, if 10,000 steps a day sounds incredibly daunting, you know, take a baseline, figure out what you get in a week, and then add 10% as your goal. Right. So if you only walk 500 steps in a day, you should be terrified. but, you know, going from 500 steps to 5,000 steps is way too big of a jump.
Yeah.
So take small incremental steps from that.
But what they say is you can't change what you don't measure.
So right.
Being so that's aware of it.
Being aware of it, I think. And it may go either way. You may realize that you're moving a lot more than you thought you were, mm-hmm. or the other way around. So I think that's adding some awareness to that helps. And then finding ways to just add more movement. Drinking lots of water means more trips to the bathroom, right? You can visit the bathroom on a different floor or in a different building, kind of depending on what your work situation is. And you can do that at home too.
Yeah.
You know, don't use whatever floor you're on, make yourself go up one or two, or if you don't, I mean, if you have floors, I guess, if you don't have multiple floors, then just use your bathroom.
Use what you got,
right? So
don't make it weird. Don't go outside.
No, don't go
outside. You can go to the neighbor.
You could. And mm-hmm. that would make it weird though. Thanks, Larissa.
A little bit.
You're welcome.
So just adding movement there. I know one thing that we did and that I even already mentioned is walking meetings. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I feel like is getting a little bit more socially acceptable. I think it really depends on who you are, what you're doing, and like where you are.
I think that works really well for one-on-ones. So there's been times even at a client site where perhaps it's not a particularly mobile meeting type mm-hmm. of group. If I'm just like, do you just want to like walk to another building during this conversation? People tend to be pretty yeah. open to it.
Yeah.
And I actually find, don't you feel like it's like your natural tendency when you're on the phone, even when you're at home, yes. to pace? So I find myself doing laps like around my house just because, I don't know, it feels mm-hmm. right. And I can like mm-hmm. talk with my hand. So if I have an opportunity that I don't have to sit in front of my laptop, I'm always just going in a circle.
Yeah. That's another thing with like phone calls, depending on where you are. Standing, you know, or walking are great ways to just not be sitting all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be said for just not be sitting. So that's another option and a great one. And especially if you're the kind of person that is on the phone a lot. And then you've got that like technology thing though. Is it something that you can do? You can even, if you're doing circles, you know, you can kind of like go back and forth. Like I have when I work from home, a lot of times I set up on my counter, like counter height type of a thing, so that my laptop's up high, then I can like walk around and like just stand there and type something, versus if I have to like write things down. I like to be sitting.
I'm the same way. I don't know why.
How often are you guys like writing something on a piece of paper?
I write all of my notes.
Really? I'm a paper girl.
Me too.
One thing that I've started to see people do, or it, like this has been friends. So obviously at the office, we have standing desks and we have walking desks and we have lots of things. But I've seen people take their treadmills that are dusty because, you know, it's like that thing that you get that I'm looking at Allison's treadmill over there.
Although we use this. And by we, I mean my husband.
So people have been taking, like, usually those treadmills have arms and they've just literally put like a board across and to walk or to even just stand while you're working.
There's a lot of making a treadmill desk hacks on Pinterest. Yeah. So maybe we can post to a good one.
Yeah, I used to, I took a cutting board and just like stuck it in the one part of our treadmill and like put my laptop on there and would go away.
And you could definitely need a picture of this. For sure.
For sure. You can definitely do a, you could probably do it on a bike or something like that too. So, but yeah, but that's a great option. There's also lots of like standing desks. So you can go super ghetto, like my current client situation where I've got about 10 reams of paper stacked up and my laptop's on top. And if I wear heels or not, I can adjust it by one. It gets a lot of comments. So I'm like, I feel like I've met you. I was like, yeah, I'm the girl that works on the stacked copy paper. They're like, oh, yeah.
I do know you.
If you guys want to get me a real desk, that'd be great.
I was like, they do have lots of different options for stands. There's like very portable ones and that are inexpensive. Like you could probably, it's like probably like $40 to get one. And then they have like a lot more substantial bigger ones that can go up to $400 or $500. So I think it depends on, you know, what you're looking for. I know a common issue kind of even in like that health and wellness realm, like some of the main things that you're always trying to work on preventing or helping are related to like chronic diseases like heart disease and hypertension. But like pain is another one, and back pain is like the number one thing. Sitting all day in a chair is not great for your back. Standing is really good for your back. Anyone that has back problems that sees you working standing will come over and say, do you have back problems?
Oh, like, really?
No, I don't.
I don't because I'm doing
because
this.
I'm standing here. But I think that's another thing. Like if you have like back problems, definitely consider hacking your way to a standing place. And the same thing with moving more, you know, just think about, you start maybe with one phone call a day or something. Don't go from like sitting all day for 8 hours to trying to stand all day for 8 hours. It's not going to be good. And figure out your natural tendency from that standpoint. So let's see. So that's a couple of physical things.
Both. And I can tell you one thing that Laura suggested to me, and it's still on my laptop and I've never once used it. So she told me about, and because I am one of those people with the chronic back problems and my posture is so bad, I literally find myself like folded in half by the middle of the day.
I'll do like the hunch with the shoulders to my ears.
So she told me about this app that I can put on my laptop and you can you know, set it up to whatever settings you want and it'll tell you to like take micro breaks, which I guess are just like looking away from your laptop for a few minutes and then like more consistent breaks where you're supposed to walk away from your desk. I've had this on my laptop for over a year. And every time it pops up, I just angrily close it. I have never once used it. And every time it pops up, I go like, oh, I got to uninstall this thing. I don't have time to get up. And then it's still there. It's like this. And it makes, if you keep ignoring it, makes this
horrible
noise. Sound. Like you've done something wrong. Like you've gotten the wrong answer on a game show. Like, you know, that like, eh.
So if you want an access to an app that Larissa absolutely loathes, we'll link to it in the show notes.
Do you use it, Laura?
So you know what? I did, but when I got my new laptop, it didn't copy over.
And then you forgot about
it? I forgot about it, yeah. But yeah, that's like a hack I found somewhere. And it's a program that was actually designed for people that have like severe eye strain. So that literally cannot like, you know, you're going to go blind if you look at your computer too long. So the default settings are like every like 30 seconds. So you got to change it to like, I think I had changed mine to like every like 15 or 20 minutes for a micro break. And it just like pops up saying like, take a micro break. And that is like kind of like even just like look up, you know, roll your neck or maybe that's like the posture check. Like,
that would be good for
put
me.
Put your shoulders back. And then I set mine up so that it was like every like 2 hours or so would tell me to like take a rest break, which was a 10 minute break. And the annoying thing is that it locks your computer. Like you can't.
Yeah, but like you can push a button.
Yeah.
I've pushed the button.
You've pushed the button. I was like,
we'll link it for you guys in case you do want this, but.
Or you just want to be really annoyed by an annoying sound.
But truth be told, Laura, you did use this for a long time.
I used it for a long time.
And I could not get myself into the habit, but clearly I also can't uninstall it because I don't take the time to do that. I just get annoyed by it every time it pops up.
I think this says a lot about Larissa's personality.
I mean, it does.
Yeah.
So that's sort of your physical environment. What about if you are, like, from a physical environment perspective, what if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're kind of chasing around crazies all day?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I say crazies in a super loving way.
In a loving way. Absolutely loving way. So I think getting some sort of movement tracker is helpful for you to kind of check in and see like how, like, what are you doing? Like, are you really like, you know, I know that when I'm at home with my kids, I almost like never sit down. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'm really cognizant of. I think so first is just awareness, like check in and see what you're doing.
Can I be really honest and say when I am wearing my Fitbit and I am home, it is legitimately like 500 steps, which you were like, I hope not. But that's legitimately how much I'm walking.
I had the same thing. I think it was when you started the Fitbit challenge at work. I was working from home a lot because I was just on a client where that was the case. And I got a Fitbit. And essentially it was like, are you still alive? You didn't move today at all. Like you barely went to the bathroom. Yeah. And so it made me super conscious of it because other people could see how inactive I was. So that's when I started doing a lot of walking meetings. Yeah. And luckily I had a pretty big apartment at the time. And I would do laps to get, and I wouldn't fall asleep until I got my 10,000. I was obsessive.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Maybe. I was like, maybe not so good, but maybe it is. I had a couple nights where I was like, oh, I'm so close to this next thing. And
like, oh, I totally like, run in place, brushing the kids' teeth or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Behind the couch.
But I think that like just awareness of what you're doing already and seeing what that is. And then a lot of the same stuff we talked about you could do and maybe pick something different. Like, so while your kids are doing X, Y, Z, then you're standing or walking or – you know, if you're going to the playground with them, like play too, like walk in circles around the plaything. It all depends on the ages of your kids,
yes.
Right? So I think that you can be a little bit creative with adding some movement in there. And the same thing, like getting out, but maybe like taking like a family walk when it's not freezing cold outside.
Or even still, bundle her up and go out for walks in this weather.
Mm-hmm. You have to get out of the house, right? So that's what I'm thinking of is that like when I was on maternity leave, like what did I do? And I definitely did like I would do a lot of walks. I did tons of walks. And I would just kind of space them throughout my day. I would also run, like, you know, I had one or two days a week where I did my run. Other times I did some other things. But if you're not a runner, like you don't have to run, right?
Laura ran on maternity leave. This is amazing. I think on maternity leave, I barely went for walks. I was such a mess. You're amazing.
There are good naps. Good for
naps. So what about you had mentioned sort of from a scheduling perspective, what are those things that we could be doing in the office?
Yeah. So I think that especially like related to like workouts and stuff like that. One of the big things that I've done is like, I'm like tied to my work calendar, right? Is that I actually like schedule, I do it usually on Fridays. I take a look at the next week. I take a look at what's going on. What do my meetings look like? What day can I block lunch? What day can I block this time? Where can I find a pocket of time? If I'm working from home, it's a lot easier because I don't have to be like showered and back in work clothes. And if it's like if I have an hour pocket, you know, and it's like from 10:30 to 11:30, like it's not like that's fine. I can do my workout during that time and I don't have to worry about like going back to work or being sweaty or anything like that. Yeah. So I think that's the easiest. But really like taking a look at your schedule and putting the time on there and then making it be like an actual meeting, like the same way you wouldn't skip a meeting or the same way you wouldn't do some of those other obligations that you would have on your calendar, treat that the same way. And then what your frequency is and what you do and where and how long and all that, like it all depends on who you are, what you're doing. But that's like one of the things that I do is put it into my calendar, mm-hmm. right? And make it, to me, that makes it real, makes it a priority, especially if you're going to say like, my goal is to work out 2 times this week, right? You know, it's like, okay, it's Monday, I didn't do it. Oh, it's Tuesday, I didn't do it. And then you're like, oh no, it's Friday and I didn't do it yet. Well, I can't even get 2 times. I'll just start next week.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's.
Are you in my head?
I think that's like a really good thing to do is kind of to put things in there.
Here's a question for you too. Like, so I think that you find the time and I could find the time, right? And I talk myself out of it because I can't find that motivation. Like, what's your kind of like best mm-hmm. tip to make yourself do it when you just don't want to do it or you're just at the beginning of your trying to start a routine, which is the mm-hmm. hardest. Like, how do you just make yourself? Or is the answer you just have to make yourself?
I think some of it is that you just have to make yourself. So yeah. I think you have to find whatever that intrinsic motivation is for you. If you want it to be something that you're going to continue doing. So like extrinsically, you could, you know, if you like hate running, like don't start running, you mm-hmm. know, try to find something that you like to do and then, you know, tie it to something bigger than yourself. If doing it for yourself isn't motivating enough, right? Or the way you feel isn't enough, then do something for a charity or, you know, do that reverse thing. Like where if you don't. If you don't do it, there's a penalty that goes towards like
when I had the twins, I worked out more than I've ever worked out. And my motivation was I had this giant double stroller and I was out of breath pushing it up a hill. And I thought to myself, how am I going to play with my kids? Like mm-hmm. outwardly, thankfully, I have good genes, but like my lungs were crap. And so that was my motivation was them and being able to play with them and be active with them. And, you know, like work and life gets in the way. And it's so hard to start the routine and so easy to fall off.
Yeah. And that's where like putting it in your calendar. I mean, if you treat it like a meeting that you have to do, right? So, you know, there are like meetings you have to do. And sometimes you like going to those meetings. Sometimes you do not. But if you have to move it, then you move it. You don't cancel it, you know, so then yeah. you adjust like because everybody's schedule changes constantly and something's going to get thrown on there or, you know, you'll have to go pick up your kid early, you know, on that day that you were planning to work out or something. So the other thing I think is that if you can figure out mornings and doing something in the morning, that's also good because there's less stuff to get in the way, although yeah. you have to wake up earlier. I'm not a wake up early kind of person.
That's what it has to be. Like, I love getting that out of the way. Yeah. And actually, tying back to be your best self, the thing that I've done for this quarter or like, you know, my goal for this quarter was to, I actually wanted to get a sunrise alarm clock because I've heard that helps with like wake up time. And so I'm hoping that I can get into a habit of that and, I don't know, help start my morning routine so I can get a workout in the morning because I'm just not doing it at night. It's just not going to happen for me.
And the other thing is defining like what do you mean by a workout? So like I told you guys that I wound up working a little later tonight than I had planned. I still went to the gym and by the gym, it's the YMCA, but still I did a 12-minute workout, right? So I like from the time that I walked into the door there, including super fast mom shower because, you know, once you become a mom, you learn how to take those super fast showers, right? I was in and out of there in 25 minutes. So you can, you know, that's the other thing is that it doesn't have to be I can only work out if I'm going to work out for an hour plus. there's a lot of cool stuff that you can do. I've got an app on my phone and I can do a workout like in as long as there's like, you know, 6 feet space. By 6 feet worth mm-hmm. of space, right? I can do my workout.
What's the app?
It's called Let's Wad.
Okay.
So CrossFit, like when you, if you do CrossFit, you go to the gym and you do a class and the class is called the WOD, like WOD workout or the workout of the day. Yeah, I thought so. And everybody does the same thing. So that's another thing. Like for me, like I love going to CrossFit because I don't have to think about what the heck am I going to do.
I'm lost when I walk into a gym. I'm lost.
but that thing, it's like a deck of cards app and you put your movements in. So I have like, I have a kettlebell at home. So I do kettlebells and squats and push-ups and burpees. And then I have like, they have jokers for like, I have like 50 sit-ups, right? And so you just press. Actually, that's kind of fun to do with your kids. Like I can do that with while watching both boys.
Yeah.
And they try
follow
to do,
along.
They try
yeah.
and do some of them with me. And it's hilarious. Every time I have to do the sit-ups, Max comes over and like puts his arms out and tries to like jump on me. So then I wind up doing 50 sit-ups like with this 27-pound in my chest, and I was like, these have to count for way more.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
But yeah, but it's also setting a good example then for your
kids. I was just thinking the same
and
thing.
Like, it's great it's for them to fun. See. It's fun
because yeah. it's silly, and then they get into it. I love that.
Yeah.
So, what else can you do during the day to make your life a little bit healthier in the workplace?
Yeah, I'm.
What about like if you are in a corporate office in a cube. Like the one thing that I do try to do, and I'm inconsistent with it, but if I am not in our office, but in like one of our clients' offices where I'm just in a cube, is like try to like stretch at my desk, right? Because I am one of those hunched over people. So like any little things like that, like
I think if you're like in that traditional cube type thing, finding a way to like to stand. And because I feel like walking is a lot more difficult, right? Mm-hmm. But if you can hack your environment to stand, that's going to help. You burn more calories standing. It's a lot harder to be hunched over your computer while you're standing too. Now, granted, you have to get everything the right height, but copy paper, right? Just stack it up. get a cardboard box. You know, like I mean, you can do it like in an easy way.
But we'll also link to some of your favorites because there were a few that you recommended to people from our organization. Mm-hmm. So we can link to those as well.
I think the other thing you could think about is like alternative chairs. So we kind of put together a work healthy toolkit that was designed for people to take like to their client site. So this is like a little bit of an environment thing. Like we've got some really cool alternative chairs at our home office. But they're probably not things that you're going to buy or invest in on your own, but you can get a yoga ball like for $15. I don't know. Right.
I don't think they're expensive. Yeah, they're really cheap.
So you can get just a yoga ball and sit on that some of the time. Now that might not be acceptable, like if you're a lawyer, or maybe it is. Like, I don't really know.
It's getting more acceptable.
I think it's acceptable.
Usually find like one person in a corporate setting at least doing something like that.
Right? And I think just setting yourself up for success too, like thinking about your shoes. If you're wearing 4-inch heels, like I don't know how much walking you're gonna do. Wearing
a lot
ladder shoes.
Love heels.
I was like, not me. I was like, I wouldn't even make it to the stairs.
I actually think I like trip more on a flat shoe than in heels because I'm so used to it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Maybe that's not the right answer for everyone. It is the right answer for me.
I feel like I'm getting a better calf workout.
That
in
is
heels
true.
Too, so.
But I think the stretching is good and setting a break. Same thing. Like you don't have to use that crazy app thing that I found, but like you can still put in like as a reoccurring event in your calendar, like every morning and every afternoon to stretch, and just put it in as like a free thing. It still will pop up in your reminder, and then you say, oh, I'm gonna stretch right now, or snooze.
Cancel.
I have a good one for water too that just reminds me to hydrate throughout the day, so maybe we can link to the one that you're recommending in that one as well.
I was going to say that's a, like drinking water, I think, is a great thing to do from a healthy standpoint. You know? And coffee, you know, does have water in it, at least.
That's the only
also a diuretic, so it makes you heavy.
I have said many times I am 99% vanilla latte on any given day.
And now red wine, hot chocolate.
But I think like drinking water is, water is great for you. Most people are dehydrated most of the time. Your goal should be half your body weight in ounces of water per day. So I always use the 200 pound person example because it's easy math, right? So if you weigh 200 pounds, you should be drinking 100 ounces of water a day.
That is also so much water.
Do you weigh 200 pounds?
No. No, but that is so much. Like, I do not on a normal day drink one glass of water. Not a one unless I'm like really into my like morning lemon water, and then I definitely get that water in, but like then that's it.
So then you need to just make a goal to do more.
I've been thinking of I keep seeing those things that'll like blink or whatever that you can put on your water bottle. I've been thinking about getting one of those, but then I think I'll just like knock it over.
For a while we were working, Larissa and I were working really closely, and I would force water on her and I still couldn't make her drink water. Mm-hmm. So she could try everything. She could literally have a water bottle that comes and slaps her across the face. She's not going to drink water.
I'll slap it back.
Right. So, I mean, there's different water bottles. I feel like sometimes people like prefer to drink with a straw. So if you
aren't, oh, I do. Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Bringing your, you know, you could fill up your coffee cup and with water and, you know.
Not coffee.
In between. You have to drink a water cup before you can get more coffee. I think you could do that.
That is a good rule.
It's a good rule.
I like it.
And then I know some people have had like these little, like you can put, I don't know, they're like bracelets almost, or little like things on their water bottle, and like you move them, it's like a counter in essence, like up and down for every time you fill your water bottle. But that helps with movement too, because the more water you drink, the more you have to go to the bathroom, and then if you can have an adventure on your way to the bathroom, that adds more steps.
And actually, I picture from The Hobbit.
You have to have a second breakfast.
But I would imagine too, like it's probably, I've actually seen people come in with those enormous, like giant water jugs with like ounces written on them. But it's probably actually better to have a smaller bottle of water so that you have to go refill it more too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as long as your goal is to drink multiple of them. If your barrier is that, like if you'll just drink whatever's there. So like, you know, if you're like, okay, if I have a 24-ounce water bottle versus a 64-ounce water bottle, I'll drink whatever that is during the day, but I won't fill it up again, then go with the biggest one that you can so handle.
Person-specific.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And don't drop it on your foot. Really hurts.
Ooh. Did you do that?
Oh, I have.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. So, Laura, I think this has been so awesome, especially with your unique insights into how to make a workplace healthier. Now we want to ask you some really silly questions. All right. Are you open to it?
I'm open to it.
Well, one we forgot to ask you in the beginning. So I know we've talked before about what kind of crunchy mom you are. And just a reminder for listeners, there's this silky mom who, you know, crunchy things aren't necessarily particularly important to them. There's this scrunchy mom that's there in the middle. And then, our super crunchy mom. Where do you think you fall on the scale?
Yeah, I think I'm in the middle. So I think I'm like scrunchy, leaning towards crunchy. There's some things I do that are definitely like super crunchy, and then other things I do that are probably pretty normal. So,
all right. So, what is the crunchiest thing about you?
Well, you did just tell us that you're making your own kombucha.
Yeah, I'm making my own kombucha.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big. I used to do like all my own skincare products. And have transitioned now that I found stuff that's better and easier and doesn't clog my drain.
I had that's like a problem.
$200 plumber bill.
Oh, jeez. That would make out me my change homemade my ways lotion. Too.
Yeah. I was like, no, that was not saving money.
All right. Well, what's the silkiest thing about you?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's all the McDonald's, right? It is.
McDonald's. I don't. What would what would your definition of what a silky thing is?
So silky would be not really worrying what's in something, not really worrying about it being organic.
Even like, I know it's not good, but I'm not giving it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like, I know this is more convenient than the healthier option, so I'm going to go this route. And like healthier, greener, anything like that.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, I know.
It's probably like athletic clothes.
You like your athletic clothes.
And I mean, like, it's not like, yeah, like Lululemon is probably not the greenest, cleanest.
Wow.
But I mean, it looks good.
I know, it does. Beautiful. It performs well, too.
All right. So a few more. So what is your favorite go-to meal for the boys?
Ooh, that's a really difficult one because I've got one kid that only eats like four foods right now. So
that phase. So yeah. Fun.
So we'll just pretend like he doesn't exist for this question. Well, and it's funny because Max will eat. So Max is my good eater and he eats like anything, pretty much everything I give him. But my favorite go-to meal right now is I'll do, I eat like a, I'd say like predominantly whole foods, gluten-free. I like trend towards paleo, but I'm not uber strict from that standpoint. I probably am really strict compared to normal people though. So, but what I've been making now, like we make it once a week is like a roasted turkey breast and roasted broccoli. So it's like super easy because you can kind of just like throw it in the oven. It's done in 45 minutes. It does take 45 minutes. I also,
but at least that's baking time and not like standing in the oven.
It's like only a couple minutes. Like you put some, I'll do my homemade chicken broth and put that in there, some spices on the top, and then just throw it in. And the broccoli, the longer you cook the broccoli, the better it tastes. So as long as you can for that broccoli. But that's our go-to. We make it at least once a week.
What is something the boys have never had that might surprise people?
I'll tell you, I'll start you off with something from the other day. So this was a few months ago, I think. So, you know, like with the advent of DVR, you hardly ever watch commercials.
Yeah.
But when we were away for the holidays at my father-in-law's, like they don't have DVR. So we're just watching TV and the kids see commercials. And they saw a commercial for pudding.
Oh.
And they were like, what is that?
Yeah.
What is pudding? We want it. I laughed to myself and I was like, oh my God, they're 4 and a half. They don't know what pudding is. And I was secretly so proud of myself. Yeah. I was like, I should make them like real pudding. I'm never going to buy them what I saw on TV.
Oh no.
But I was so secretly proud of myself.
I love, what is pudding?
What is that?
I think, I mean, like, neither of my kids has ever had cereal.
Any kind of cereal.
Any Mm-mm. kind? Wow.
Really?
No.
You can get some, like, really good cereals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's this Berry Blast one that I give Claire. It's like, berries and there's quinoa in it and vegetables. It's actually really good. I've tried it.
Yeah, so they've never had cereal.
Wow.
Miles, it like just tried ice cream this past summer.
Oh, wow.
And it took like multiple tries before he would even like agree to taste
it. You should have just stopped trying.
Well, I it wasn't actually me.
You're like, I would have never done that.
No, it was from Bailey's though.
All right. So it's like local farm.
Local farm.
Yeah.
So. And then my mom had to eat all this ice cream and she was really, really upset.
Oh, I'm sure it was terrible. Oh my gosh. So what is something you do that other people might find weird?
Oh my, so many things.
She works out.
I know.
Weird.
That's why we find you weird.
I know. It's like, I don't understand. I think the way I eat, most people find that really weird. So that's definitely a weird thing that
because
I do.
You're pretty strict with
I'm pretty
what
strict
you
about
allow.
It
yeah
even like thinking like with beverages, like usually I'm like, what they're like, what do you drink? I'm like, I drink coffee, water, sometimes I'll drink seltzer water, and like wine, and that's like it.
Well, I'm glad you added wine. That's mm-hmm. why we're friends.
Yeah.
And hot chocolate.
And now hot chocolate. Right,
but it's wine hot chocolate.
It's wine hot chocolate. See, but Yeah. So I think that's probably the biggest thing for that's weird about me. You're going to classify it. I like
it. What's your guilty pleasure?
Probably wine.
All right.
So or chocolate. So this is perfect. You didn't even preview the cocktail for me.
All right. So I have three would you rather questions.
Okay.
All right. Send your kids with plastic Tupperware to daycare for a year or take them to McDonald's once.
Oh, man.
It's tough.
I'm not really sure. I think I would probably do. Here's my dilemma is that I could take my kids to McDonald's and Miles would not eat a thing in there. So it would be fine.
So for now, maybe ice cream.
Right. So I was like, so that might be the better choice. I think I would actually take them to McDonald's once.
You were wrong, Larissa.
No, do because I get that's not the version them? Of the question I saw. Because I thought it was just like one or the other. 100 times in the one time. That's different. Plus, McDonald's now has real white meat.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
What was it before?
That's always my question.
You don't want to know.
That's always my question, but
I knew when I was a child.
Now it's white meat.
Yeah, but I mean, I could find something reasonable for one time. For one time at McDonald's and the plastic stuff for a year. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
It could be a lot of heating up. No, I don't like that idea.
I want to play too.
What's your pick?
Mine's McDonald's. I would take them to McDonald's the one time.
I would do the Tupperware. So we're very different.
I want to ask.
She couldn't eat anything.
Well, I would want to ask more questions. Like, where is the Tupperware from? Right. What are the numbers on the bottom?
Is it going to be heated or not?
Yeah, is it going
to
be?
You guys are so fun to play games with.
You'll laugh at this, though, because we have like all reusable bags. And Miles was like, no, Mom, I want you to put my apple in a plastic bag. And I was like, no. I was like, I will not do it. You can't have the apple then. And I was like, of course. Like, then he's like, okay, fine. Reusable bag.
Would you rather the apple or my bag?
I love you're playing would you rather with your kids. All right. The next one is skip a workout or skip a meal.
Mm. Oh, this is easy.
Oh, this is so easy for me and Larissa.
Yeah, I'd probably rather skip a meal.
Laura. Really? I want that for myself so bad.
I
want
to be that person.
Come on. Just like give us a little bit of your energy.
But that's my balance. Like that's what I need to be balanced. So like I could get away with skipping a meal.
I literally couldn't. All right. Use drugstore makeup or drugstore skincare?
Ew.
Can't see the face I'm making.
I'm going to go, makeup.
Okay.
Because I would not.
Because you don't wear a ton.
I was like, because I would be like, okay, mascara.
And we're done.
And I'm done. Yeah. So, yeah. And there's some decent, you can figure it out from like that standpoint. But you slather your skincare like all over your face.
Totally.
Yep. We had a whole episode on both makeup and skincare. So if you haven't listened, go listen. Well, Laura, this has been so much fun. And I think we learned a lot. And if there's anything that you want to dig in a little bit more, we're going to be putting links that Laura shared in the show notes. So definitely go check those out.
Yeah, absolutely. And Laura, you have your own blog that you keep up.
I do.
Laura Pappas Health Coaching. So we'll definitely link to that in our show notes in case you want to check out Laura's other tips.
And awesome. I think you can find you're on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. As your health coaching kind of app.
I think more on Facebook.
Okay, yep, yeah. Great. I'm on Instagram too, but it's not.
It's not your forum.
I'm bridging. I'm learning. I'm learning about Instagram. So,
but Facebook and the blog for now.
Yes, and we'll link to both, so you can find Laura.
And as always, we just mentioned everything that we talked about today. We'll link in our show notes at crunchycocktailhour.com. You can find our recipe for the hot chocolate. Red wine hot chocolate. Thank you. on Allison's blog, silverlinedandwine.com. And definitely give us a follow on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest, and everywhere else. And as always, subscribe and never miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. We'll see you next Friday, guys.
Bye, everyone.